What's going on, everybody? Welcome again to another episode of the Journey Podcast, where we navigate personal development, relationships, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Terrell Ward, and I am so pleased to be back with you today. Can you feel the energy? I hope you can, because I'm feeling really good about today's episode, because we are going to be building upon our last podcast episode, where we talked about self-love and self-acceptance and how you can't have self-improvement overtake your own personal self-acceptance. And we're going to be building on that today, talking specifically about changing the narrative. All right, what do I mean? One of the things that I personally dealt with, and it was a real struggle for me, was when I was going after something and trying to attack something, or I was trying to create a change really in my life, particularly when it came down to my own self-love or my relationships that I was having, I struggled tremendously thinking about if I change or if something changed or trying to improve it, it would actually get better. I struggled mentally being able to envision and picture it getting better. I actually really struggled with, I believe that if I change, then all the people around me would not like the change and they would leave me. That's exactly where I was at. And so it made it very difficult to change and to try to get better and improve myself, because I felt like if I did, somebody wouldn't like me, right? Like, you know, I grew up, you know, in church, and, you know, and one of the things that the church, without knowing without intentionally doing, was they kind of created this atmosphere, this thought process, you know, at least for me. I can't speak for nobody else, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people can relate to this, but I'm not gonna speak for you, even though I think it's you, because I know it was me growing up in church. It was, when you change, you're gonna lose friends. People ain't gonna like how you are. And it almost like created this like lonely road, right? And it was like, you're going to be on this journey, you're going to be by yourself, and because your friends ain't going to get down with your change, and they're going to not like your transformation, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that. And then we talked about the story of Job, because, you know, he wanted to believe and serve God and he lost it all. And now, mind you, the story ends with him gaining more than he lost, but at the end of the day, he still had to go through a losing process. So I battled a lot, and I still battle with, if I change or I get better, or you know, I'm trying to get better, or I'm trying to make adjustments, this narrative in my mind that, you know what, things around me may get worse before they get better. And to be frank, I mean, I know, you know, that's a saying, things are going to get worse, but then they, you know, before they get better. And honestly, I understand where Tony Robbins is coming from when he says, hey, look, we're, you know, as people, we're constantly trying to either chase pleasure or avoid pain. And to think about, if I'm going to make this change in my life, if I'm going to make this adjustment, and after that adjustment on the road to better is heartache and pain and frustration, excuse me, and you've already gone through a lot of heartache, pain, frustration, suicidal thoughts, you know, depression, anxiety, and you feel like you're already at your wit's end, the thought of putting yourself through more, it sounds absurd. Now, I know there's a bunch of gurus out there that's going to say, you got to go through it. You know, you got to tough it out. You got to eat poop for, you know, for 50 years, you know, or you don't be a little bee, you know who I'm talking about if you listen to this. If you follow some gurus, you know who I'm talking about, I'm referencing, right? But if you've already felt like you've been drugged through the mud, if you've already felt like you're at the bottom of the bottom, and you already feel like you are empty, the thought of putting yourself through more pain and frustration and heartache, it's not bearable. I'm just keeping 100%. It feels unbearable. Let me just state it that way. You feel unbearable. And I mean, this pain comes from, you know, for me, you know, I mentioned this before, you know, but I'll reference it again for any new listeners. You know, I didn't grow up with a mom, right? Like, you know, that original bond that a kid has, you know, is with their mother. It starts in the womb, you know, as early as 5 months, from some research starts talking about babies can hear their mother, you know, in the womb. And it automatically builds a connection with that voice and that person that they're literally connected to, right? Growing inside of and with. And to come out of the womb and then not have your mom, right? Like, my mom got strung out on drugs, you know, during the crack epidemic in the 80s. And, you know, around 2-3 years old, she wasn't in my life anymore. My dad took care of me by himself in a wheelchair. My dad was in a wheelchair and took care of me by himself. And but not having my mom around, and other people can relate to this, not having your mom around or your dad around, it creates a low self-esteem in an individual, and it starts feeling like I'm not enough. If my mom, who birthed me, who I grew in her womb, left me, I must not be enough. If anybody she's fighting for, or anything she's fighting for, should be her baby, right? And so there's a lot of actual science and research around this theory that you feel not enough. And I struggle with that, like, you know, I struggle with that so heavily in my life. I still struggle with that. And to think, to put myself through situations that can make me look like I'm not enough, after year after early on with that, and going through childhood and going through this and going through many situations and scenarios in life, and to think to do that again at this point when I'm feeling empty, I'm feeling like I'm at my wit's end, I can't do that. Nope. And so what happens to us is we start to paint negative pictures, and that's where changing the narrative comes in for today. Literally, it was almost, I don't want to say impossible, but it felt impossible to think about the positive things that could happen that I was trying to go towards. I can get to a certain level of positive, like, okay, this, but then it would always run into this wall. It would always run into this wall that something was going to happen. Something was going to go wrong. Something bad had to happen. I had to lose it all. Like, I wasn't worthy of it. So I had to go through some more tribulation. I had to go through some more trials. I had to be tested more in order for me to be able to have it. But I'm down, I'm at my wit's end. I'm empty at that point. So, like, I've been through it all, it feels like. And now it's this internal talk that's saying you haven't sacrificed enough. We don't have we ain't enough blood given on this, and people give up. People finally say enough is enough. I don't want it no more. And guess what? I can understand. I can understand because I've been there. I know what that feels like. I know how hard that is. But where we have to change and adjust our thinking, and this is, I'm speaking to myself, is I had to say, you know what? I had nothing to do with my mom. That was her choice. I had nothing to do with that. And that's where it starts. The trauma that we go through, right? Like, a lot, we're victims. In a lot of ways, sometimes we are victims to our situation. We had nothing to do with that. I had nothing to do at 2 years old when my mom deciding to go down a road of addiction. I had nothing to do with that. I don't know. Did I cry too much? Was I annoying her? I had nothing to do with that, right? And sometimes in life, guess what? We don't have anything to do with it. And we have to acknowledge that. I had nothing to do with that. I had nothing to do with that person cheating on me. Right? I had nothing to do with that. Was their choice. Okay, was I a perfect, let's just say if I was a perfect husband, or, you know, in the other case, perfect wife or what have you. Like, was I? No. But was that just cause? No, that person still had to make the decision to do that. That had nothing to do with me. And that's the first step. Now, once you get to that step, now you can start to think about how I can move forward. Now I can start to have somewhat of a base, and I can start now having somewhat of a foundation to say I can start to change my narrative. Change the narrative before it even happens, right? Because naturally what we do is we envision, right? It's actually a survival instinct, right? We envision something can go wrong. And we're already future pacing what can go wrong. And as we future pace what can go wrong, we say, you know what? What is the risk reward of that? Well, remember, I'm empty. I'm already broken. I'm already feeling broken. I'm already downtrodden. I'm already depressed. I'm already feeling anxious. I'm already stressed out. I'm out. I'm tapped out. So guess what? You know what? Nope, I'm not doing that. Right? But when we start to say, you know what? I had nothing to do with that. I didn't have nothing to do with this, the cause of this feeling of less than, because I got the divorce because somebody left, or somebody died, and now I feel whole, you know, I feel alone, right? A family member, for a close friend, a spouse, God forbid, you know, or you know, happens. I didn't have anything to do with my mom. Guess what? Because of that, that leaves me now independent in myself, full, because I didn't have nothing to do with that. Now let's talk about the flip side of that. What if I did have something to do with that, and as a result of my doing, maybe I was the one that cheated, and now my wife left, now I feel empty. Right? I know somebody like, well, that's on you. You know, you brought this on yourself. Okay, right? What if I did bring it on myself? What if I did have something to do with it, right? What if I was a part of what's causing me to feel this way as a result of how I was operating? I got to forgive myself. I got to get to a place to say, you know what? Change the narrative. This isn't where it ends. I'm still alive. And if it's not where it ends, then I can have a better day. If this is not where it ends, if I did not die, then that means I can have a better day. And if I can have a better day, then it starts today. But it starts with today, me forgiving myself. And I used to have a funny saying, you know, I used to say to my wife, and, you know, she hated it. But I was like, look, God already forgave me. All right. That's what Christ came. He came and died. That's what I believe. Right. He already forgave me and I forgave me. So you, if you don't want to join the forgiveness party of me, then that's on you. Right. And we just got to get there where we could say, you know what? I forgive me. Or, you know, and I forgive me, and if I did do something and I caused it, then you know what? I'm going to go do whatever I can do to make the situation the best that it can be. Maybe I can't put it back to what it was, but I can maybe make it better than what it is right now. But I can't make it better if I don't forgive me first. And we're going to do a whole nother podcast on self-forgiveness, right? Because that's a whole nother challenge in itself. But I did want to put that out there. Maybe we'll deal with that next week, or you know, next podcast or what have you. But now I'm at this place where I can say, you know what, I dealt with this. I'm dealing with this. That, you know what, I can now start to transition, because ain't got nothing to do with me, or it did have something to do with me. But I'm going to decide this is going to be a better day. I'm going to be a better me today. And now, but here goes the problem. If we don't get to that place, if we don't get to the place that says, you know what? I'm going to have a better day. I'm going to move forward. If we don't start to build this foundation of changing the narrative, then guess what happens? Your mind will keep playing tricks on you. I know, because my mind plays tricks on me. My mind, there's some things that are I love so much that I couldn't even think positively about them. I couldn't even future pace like, okay, this positive thing is going to happen. I can only envision negative things. And that's where we'll stay. If we don't start dealing with this and start figuring out and building towards changing our narrative, it will stay the same. No, I take that back. Let me take that back. Took it back. If you listen to this on the podcast, you couldn't see it, but imagine my hand going out and pulling something back, right? I take it back. It's going to get worse. If we don't start to change the narrative in our life, it will get worse. Our vision of the future will start to look even more and more worse. This is not something you can play with. I let this thing run on for the last 6 to 8 years. When I started kind of feeling it the first time, And it has gotten, it didn't get better. It got progressively worse and worse and worse to the point of where I literally was like, I'm empty, I'm done, I'm useless on this planet. Nobody cares about me anyway. Or people care, but when I'm going, they'll probably be better off anyway because they ain't got to deal with me no more. That's what not dealing with it got. And some of you know what I'm talking about. Not all of you, but or at least you know somebody that's out there probably that can, you're like, man, they just keep getting worse. They keep trying a bunch of stuff, but it keeps getting worse. Why? Because they didn't change their narrative. They didn't decide and begin to envision better for themselves, better for their situation, better for their health, better for their life, better for their mental health, better for within their spiritual life. They did not envision better. And because of that, it got worse, real worse. And now here goes the thing. The good thing is, as I already started alluding to earlier, right? Spilled the beans earlier. We can change it. So how do we start to change the narrative, right? How do we start to change this narrative, right? It reminds me of a story of Michael Phelps. And I remember listening to Michael Phelps, and he talked about, you know, like his success. And they said, well, Michael, how did you, you know, what'd you do? Like, I mean, you're the greatest swimmer, the greatest Olympian of all time, the most decorated Olympian, if I'm not mistaken, of all time. Like, you are like the greatest. Like, you're like, you know, I don't know, like a little god down here, right? In the pool, in the water. Are you a fish? Let's check you out. I'll give you another physical, right? And he talked about, as he was training, very early on, he started envisioning things going the right way, him winning the race, him operating flawlessly, right? And that was a muscle, y'all. That's a muscle. Don't think for 1 second that as he's envisioning, he's not thinking about somebody coming up and beating him like a bad dream, right? Like you ever be in your dream and you're trying to win, or you're trying to win a fight, you're trying to do something, whatever's going on, it seems like you can't ever do it, right? There's some, your mind plays against us in so many ways, especially when you're feeling empty, especially when you feel like you've tried a bunch of stuff and nothing seems to be working, and you've done this, you've talked to that person, you spent this money, $1,000, all this other stuff, and it all feels like it's not working. I get it. I know. I've been there. I am there. You know, I am there. This is just taking steps right now, and we going on this journey together. That's why it's a journey podcast, right? But he talked about building that muscle up, and so that's what I'm encouraging you to do. That's what I've been doing now, is I'm building that muscle up. I am pushing myself to envision my situation different. I am changing my narrative in the spiritual realm, the unseen realm, if you will, right? And if you're a Bible believing person, this is where it talks about everything that's seen came from what's unseen, right? Now, if you don't believe in the Bible, that's okay too. You can just take it as a good old proverb, right? This is the best selling book ever. So just take it as that. But whatever is seen came from the unseen, right? Like this, you know, this remote control, right? You know, before, you know, Sony, right? Before this ever came, somebody thought about it. And so this is one of the secrets that we can start to use for our life. We have to now start to do it. So what's one way you can do it? Some people do it through meditation, right? Like meditation every day, locking in, zoning in, breathing, you know, and really focusing, pushing out the outside world and beginning to really envision the change in your life. Now, this sounds so simple, but guess what? Some of the greatest things in life are simple. We just allow everything else with all the shiny lights and everything else to distract us from some of the most simple things in life, but they take practice. Meditating, right? And getting into a place where you can envision exactly what it is. Now, this ain't no like, oh, you know, just beautiful, powerful thinking. No. I'm talking about really deep down. Asking yourself the question as to why do I feel like this? Okay, why do I feel like that? Okay, what's going on? What's the cause? I mean, Dean Gracio talks about going 7 levels deep, right? Why? 7 times deep. And really digging in and then truly finding out exactly what we want and picturing that thing and not allowing any negative things to come in and blocking those things out immediately. Another way you can do it, and now again, like I said, I'm a Bible-believing guy. So, you know, now that I don't consider myself a religious guy at all, that's a whole other conversation, but I do believe the word to be true, if you understand what, if you truly dig deep into it. Now, one of the best things that I realized was, also, you gotta have a foundation of truth. And I believe that I am made out of the image of God and shaped after his likeness. I do believe that I have power that is an unlimited resource. We talked about this on the last episode of the podcast, being that spring. And if that is me, and if I can just tap into the belief in that, then now I have a foundation that I can anchor into a better future. Because if I'm made after the image of God, then I can most definitely think about some things that could happen in a great way, right? If that is the case, if I am the source, if I am everything that is needed, or I can produce everything that is needed, or I can pull in, I can be resourceful with everything that is needed, that is a baseline level foundation of truth that allows it so much to allow you to have so much more success now when you're meditating. Because if you're meditating from a totally, completely empty, no foundation, or very rocky foundation, then it's very difficult to go out because you don't have anything to stand on. So I'm speaking to you today. Maybe this is the first time you heard it, but you are enough. Everything that you're looking for and that you need to get to that next place is already inside. Now, somebody's like, well, I need money. Is money inside? No. Money is it's an idea, right? Like, because, you know, currency can be different. It can be this remote, or it can be a pencil, or it can be a piece of paper, or whatever, right? So it's not about the dollar bill. It's okay, I need to have a need met. I want something. And guess what? Now this is the way I transact. So what idea? What, you know, how can I envision that to get to that next place? And in this situation, that self-love, changing our narrative about our life is, guess what? I can change my life. What do I want to have? Do I want to be in a loving environment? Well, let me think of, what does a loving environment look like? What does it feel like? What would I want that environment to be like? And then what happens is, it starts pulling in. The right loving type of people come around, you say, that's it. And then other people, you can say, you know what? That ain't it. No, that's not it. Now I can remove those type of people out of my life because guess what? They don't match the narrative that I want for my life. I've already put this out there. I've already envisioned this. I already know what this feels like, smells like, tastes like. I already got this locked together. So now it makes it easier to decipher when these other people and things come in that don't match the narrative that I have. And I'm telling you today, and I'm here, and I want to end it with this, that you have all the power to change your narrative. Your narrative changes inside out. It doesn't change outside in. And that's one of the reasons you're feeling the way that you feel, and one of the reasons why I felt the way that I felt, if we're on this journey together, this particular one, or if you know somebody, have them listening into the podcast, it's because we were waiting for the outside world narrative to change and then we can feel good about everything. But no, it's not about that. It's about us changing our narrative that affects the outside world. All right? And so I just want to say you have it. You're all powerful. You're more than enough. You are superhero, as I like to say. I tell my kids, you know, you're superhero. You have superhuman power that you don't even realize, but it's right there. And you have the ability to change your narrative. And as you change your narrative, you can change your outcome. When you want to change and everything, you know, you need some things to happen. Now let's start to meditate on that thing. Let's start to say and decide already in our mind what we want it to be. So then when we start actually living it, right, in the natural world, then we can decipher that's it, that's not it. And I can need a little bit more of that, a little bit less of that. So that's it for y'all today. God bless you. We went a little bit longer than normal today, but that's okay. It's all right. You know, it can have a long one every now and then, right? About 9 minutes over. But God bless you. I love you. If you're watching this, God bless you. Thank you. Totally appreciate you for following the YouTube channel. If you're listening to it on the podcast, God bless you. Thank you. Whatever podcast platform you're listening to it on, whether it's, you know, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, what have you, thank you so much. I do not take the responsibility lightly of being able to share with you And I, you know, I hope that it's connected. Nah, I hope. I know I'm changing my narrative. I know it's connected. Because if you listen this far, it's connected. So God bless you. I love you. Until next time, God bless.